This is actually our 10th shiur on Bris Milah. And we are up to, in the new and fancy Minchas Chinuch, we are up to page Yud Bet. We are up to the bracketed Os Chof Aleph. Last week we learned a number of sugyas regarding the issue of Bris Milah that was done on Yontif, even if Ushalo Bazmano, you're not supposed to do that. The question is, what is the status of that? We discussed Asei Docha Los Asei V'Asei, how does that work, and therefore would you get Malkus in such a case? And one of the running themes throughout the various points that we discussed last week was the point which did emerge undoubtedly in the Minchas Chinuch, was the Chakira, the Machlokes, about whether there was just a whether there's a Maisa mitzvah of Bris Milah, there's a Maisa Chaticha, the circumcision itself is the mitzvah, or perhaps it's more passive, that the mitzvah is to create the status of being Mahul. And one of the last things that we saw, which actually turned out, if I remember correctly, to be, I think it was a Machlokes Yanki and Didi, was a Machlokes Shagas Aryeh and Taz, and that was, what if you had a Nolad Mahul, who then was Mosheich Arloso? We saw that someone had an actual circumcision, and then there was Mosheich Arloso. There was a Din de Rabbanan that they had to recircumcise themselves. But A, it was only the Rabbanan, and B, it was only somewhat symbolic. Even if they really pulled a lot of skin, you would not have to cut it all off. You would not have to circumcise all of it. So the Taz had a Sofek. What if it's a person who was Nolad Mahul, and then somehow, again, whatever this means, too painful to consider, really, but whatever it means, he was pulled whatever wasn't there up. And now he's a Moshech Arloso. So do you say that he has the same status as the person who actually did a Bris Milah, and therefore also it's the Rabbanan, and also he only has to do something symbolic? That's a Taz of Suffolk. Or perhaps would you say that the case is where, that's only when he had previously done a Maisa Milah. Now he's trying to undo it, but at least we could say a Maisa Milah was done. That took out the Daraisa. And even though you have something to do now, it's symbolic. But a Noah Mol never had a Maisa Milah, never had a Bris. And then maybe for this person, while he has an Arlo, all of a sudden, maybe now it should be Ge'oraisa. The Shagas Aryeh felt strongly that the Taz Suffolk was not a Suffolk at all. It was obvious that it should be no worse than the guy who had gotten the Bris beforehand. The point is, if you didn't have a natural Arlo, what's the difference if you circumcised it to get rid of your natural Arlo, or you never had one? When you have no natural orla, and then you're moshech, some other skin, the halacha is midrabban, and you have to cut a little bit just out symbolism. But what's the difference how you didn't have it? If I remember correctly, that was Didi's assumption as well, and that was the Shagas Aryeh's conclusion. The Taz had a suffix, and the Minchas Chinuch says that he's not so convinced by Didi or the Shagas Aryeh, and like Yaki, he said, you know, he thinks it's an open suffix. You could really see the tzad that maybe Taka, there should be a difference. So picking up with that last point, the segue is just that we're still talking about the Shagas Aryeh. Minchas Chinuch begins Os Chof Aleph. Again, page Amud Yud Bet. V'ayin Shom Od B'Shagas Aryeh, in that same essay. The Daito, now it's going to reference, this will take your Bekiyas, and even if you don't remember, we'll remind you, but this will take you back to the Bekiyas of the opening of the Minchas Chinuch we saw, and a few, and some of the earlier Shurim, that the Shita of the Rambam is, the B'nai Keturah Chayavim B'Mila, right? You have the Bnei Keturah, Avram's other children. So they, according to the Rambam, are Chayav and Mila. The Minchas Chinuch had told us that was the Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam held that they are Chayav and Mila. So now let's theoretically talk about identifying some Bnei Keturah. Somebody working in some lab is going to identify a Keturah gene, and therefore we're going to be able to identify and know who the Bnei Keturah are. So what about the following case? According to the Rambam, they need a Bris. Im Kol Zeh, as we ourselves had said back in the opening shir in Os Aleph of the Minchas Chinuch, that even a Liba de Harambam, it's only the Maisa Chaticha which the Bnei Keturah need, but that additional stage of Priya, which is a more almost invisible, but certainly a clearer, softer membrane, which is pushed up to reveal Mamash the Atara, that the Bnei Keturah don't need. And as a result, says the Minchas Chinuch, now he's adding his Chiddush, Einam Bechalal as Brisi Tishmor. True, and here's the subtle point, here's what he's trying to make, and we'll have to chop this so that we can analyze it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, even though Bnei Keturah are Mitzuvin in Bris Milah, that's like the bare minimum. But the more the status of that, that by doing it you fulfill the mitzvah of Brisi Tishmor, you kept the covenant of Hashem, so that covenant requires not only Mila, but also Priya. And therefore, since the B'nai Keturah are not chayiv in Priya, even if they did the Bris, shine, they did it, good, wonderful, but they're still fundamentally not in the Parsha of Brisi Tishmor, because that requires being chayiv in Shagas Aryeh. It's the same Shagas Aryeh.
So since you brought down the Shagas Aryeh, he's bringing down the rest of it.
Correct.
Why does the Rama hold that the B'nai Keturah need a bris? What's his...
You're asking you to remember that? Go back to Os Alos. Because it's Zer Avram. I said that was Zer Avram. Zer Avram. I mean, not Yishmael, though. Again, because it says, Kib Yitzchak Yikar L'cha Zerah. That's the Rambam says, keep the pasuk, keep Yitzchak Yikar L'Zerah, it's the Lafuk Yishmael. Because Yishmael was around then, if you remember. But Keturah wasn't, the B'nai Keturah weren't born yet. So therefore, that's the Rambam sheet that they require Bris Mila. How much their chiyuv is identical to our chiyuv, that's something the Minchas Chanech is talking about here and there, Po Vasham. And now he's revisiting the fact that once again he thinks it's not just that there's a technical difference of we have Priya, they don't have Priya, but fundamentally it's in Gantz and Andersh. It's a completely different chiyuv. One has the status of his Brisi Tishmor, and the other
wasn't Jew at the time of Yitzchak's birth, was she?
I mean, that's the general shaila about what the status of Avram or Sarah was. I don't think there's any reason.
His mothers weren't also.
Correct, but again, there seems to, when we speak about there's a whole long Torah in Achronim. If I remember correctly, I think somewhere, probably multiple places, the Minchas Chanech quotes it, even though it's most well known to the Mishnah Lamelech and his Sefer Parshas Drachim, a huge Achronish literature on the status of the Avos Kodem Matan Torah. So you know, it sounds very almost blasphemous. It's certainly shocking to refer to the Avos as Goyim, but on some level. That's exactly right.
Yitzchak, maybe what you're saying.
So that's Yitzchak. It's true that Yitzchak was the first natural born Jew. Yitzchak was the first natural born Jew, or whatever the Avos were, and Hanami. But whatever Avram was, whatever that status of Avos were, the assumption is that it applies to Sarah and the Yimohos. It does not necessarily apply to Shivcha. It does not apply to Keturah or Hagar, etc. A little bit, you mean they were making when the brothers were making fun of the. The Shvacha. Yeah, that's interesting. Again, but I don't know if that's a shiloh about the status of the women.
No,
but the children. It was a shiloh about those children. You know, they were the natural born children, of which Yosef was one, were making fun of the children of the Shvatim who were from the Shvacha. And he was a sensitive soul. He didn't like they were picking on them. Okay, so back to the Minchas Chinuch. So, what's the point? You'll say, what's the nafkamina? Okay, so they don't have to do a Priya. A Priya is like an instantaneous nothing. I think all Molim Tzmanazek came out to do it simultaneously with the Bris Mila. So it's like nothing. So what you tell me, that's the whole big Nafkamina? No. So the Minchas Chinuch, here's what's the major point. Why does this make a difference? He continues, says the Shagas Aryeh, because as a result, Valav Mahulim Nikru. And therefore, even after they fulfill the Chiyuv according to the Rambam to get a circumcision, they don't have the Chalos, they don't have the status of being Mahul. As a result, if you're not a mohul, Asr Lahem Lomul Yisrael Kmo Goyim. So even though they have a chiyuv, according to the Rambam, a chiyuv, the arais, they have a bris milah, but fundamentally they're still what?
Earl.
Exactly, they're still Earl. And therefore they can't do the bris for a fellow Jew. That's the Shagas Aryeh. They're fulfilling a Tavara. But clapped by us, it doesn't count. And it's not such a chiddush, because if you think about it, what did we say when we learned about Priya way back when? The Gemara says, Mal v'lo para, ki'ilu lo mal. So it's a fundamentally different chiyuv.
We said the Gemara about the Zohar that says why a goy cannot do it.
So the machlokas, so this is one of the opinions. This is one of the opinions.
The Nekes for because they have a din goyim? Not, or is it in this case? Or is it because they don't have a din goyim?
So they definitely have a din goyim. They definitely have a din goyim. It's not chayiv in any other mitzvah. The only shaila was, since they're in the parsha of Bris Mila, since they're chayiv in Bris Mila, maybe they could also be a moel. The only shaila was about mitzvah. Maybe, it's a goyim plus. They're a goyim plus a chayiv Bris Mila. So maybe no one had a half meter, they could blow shofar for you. But maybe they could do bris mila for you. Says that exactly. And just to make the point more stark, comes along Michas Chinuch in the next line. V'ayin Tam Hamelech, and I have to tell you, I have no idea who the Tam Hamelech is, so I couldn't look it up. So I'm just taking what the Michas Chinuch said. B'pshitus lehefich comes along the Tam Hamelech, and he says, "Lamaisa b'nei Keturah could do bris for b'nei Avram." Now, I would be fascinated to know why it's so obvious to him. Because to me, the Pasha, the explanation of the Shagas Aryeh is Kalamal, below Parkilu Lamal, the fact that they don't
have
to.
They're fine.
No, but they have completely different din than us. In other words, they're not the same chiv as us. Lamosha Ma Davar Doma. We generally say, well, can I be motzi you? Well, it depends. If I have the same level of chiv as you, I can be motzi you. And if I'm a Durabon and you're a Daraisa, I can't be motzi you. I'm one Durabon and you're two Durabonans, can't be motzi. He has to always be equal. So the Pashtus, that's the Shagas Aryeh. They have a Mila without a Priya, so they can't be Moshe. Yes, they have a Mila and a Priya. To me, that's... I'm not saying that... maybe the Tam HaMelech has some goals that I can't think of. But to me, that's the Pashtus.
But you can't be in the room with that. That's not...
Oh, good.
Let's say you're
taking a barm for the Tam HaMelech.
Hold on. Let's say you're a Jew who doesn't have a Mila, and you went and gave up somebody else. Does that mean that his Mila is no good? Not like Rabbi's comparison.
But Jabarchi is still.
By Yotze, not Yotze. No, it's not Yotze, not Yotze. It has to do with the level, the Ramat HaChiyuv. It has to do with the level of Chiyuv. If you're Mechiyuv on the same level as another person, you can be Motzi them. So they're not Mechiyuv on the same level. No. B'nei Keturah are Daraisa, but it's different Gedorim. I'll give you an Afkamina.
Yeah.
Wow, I still got it. I can scream when I want to. I try to work on that.
It's the Coke.
The famous Shita of the Bahag by Mikra Megillah, that even the Gemara says the fairish women are obligated in Mikra Megillah, comes along Bahag, and says, women shouldn't be Motzi men. No, it doesn't say that at all. That's like the firm reason, like later, but that's not what the Bahag says. So most people understand that Bahag in a more lumnish way, that men are chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah, and the women only be Mechayavis in Shmiyah. So it's the same mitzvah as Megillah, but it's a different getter. One is Shmiyah, one is Kriyah, they can't be Motzi. So B'Pashas, that's the same thing that's going on by the Shagas Aryeh. And Echanami, they both have something called Mila.
One is more the
Kriya, yeah. Again, I would have said a third Shita, which is what kind of crazy Havamina does even the Shagas Aryeh have? Who cares if they have a Bris Mila? There's still a Goy, and a Goy is Mufka from Bris Mila. The Gemara about Azor, as we remember. So the Shagas Aryeh has a chiddush. No, you can have a havamina that even though he's a guy because he's mechuyav, maybe. Kamash lo no. And this Tam HaMelech, the Shagas Aryeh doesn't tell us why, to the Minchas Chinuch doesn't give us any of his reasons. Just about Pshitus. Now, maybe he didn't give any reasons. It's possible he just, sometimes you see in a sefer where if you're reading it, you're not aware of the context. They just tell you something. It sounds like it's a Zavar Pashut. And then you take a step back and you think about it, or you see some other sefer and you realize what they told you is a Zavar Pashut is actually very controversial. Some people have that style. I have to say, with all due respect, I don't mean this in a negative way. I think, at least in his writing, I don't know enough in his speaking. In his writing, Rabbi Heinemann has that style. When you read the Kashrus Currents, in terms of, his lead article, on many, he doesn't give you any, if you have ever read his articles, there's no Mar Mekomis, there's no Machla, he tells you the halacha. And I'm not saying anyone shouldn't rely on him if that's your Rav, or your Posek. But the bottom line is, in many cases, there's major Machloksin, and in some cases, he has some very unique, shitas which are controversial, sometimes controversial lukula, etc. But he will present it as if it's a davar pashut. I assume because he believes it's true.
That's the way his shiur is.
This is it. So some it could be that this time HaMelech did the same thing. You're reading him along. Of course, with the Bnei Keturah, since Achai and Mila, they could also do it. Doesn't mean he may not have given any explanations. But now that we've seen this Shagas Aryeh argues. So now that you have somebody who's arguing on you, then the pressure is up to explain your position. The problem is we don't have... So you're doing a good job to try to defend for the Tam HaMelech. I wish I knew what he said, but we don't know. But it's a different Maitza.
So maybe
the Chaticha they could do, but they could do the Priya.
Well, the Priya just is tonight.
Mal. Kilo malvelo park ilo mal.
But that's only if you're a bar chiyav on the priya.
Well, yeah, you're saying similar to Didi. You're adding the point. You're agreeing with Didi. This is good. The Tama Melech never had such good advocates in history like Didi and Tali. Jeez. This is gewaldig.
What about allowing him to do the...
Yosef wants to get in.
No, what about allowing
the first two members of his fan club?
What about allowing them to do the...
T-shirts. You look up on the T-shirts.
What about allowing them to do the part that they're...
Yeah, I just said that to Tali. The Mila without the Priya. The Mila without the Priya, right. The Mila without the Priya. So, Erechadami, it could be. Exactly. And the point, argument, again, that you're both making is that in this, he's Mechuyiv, and therefore maybe the Chisaron of Priya only applies to someone who's Mechuyiv in it. I mean, that's true, Tali, to an extent. Even the Shagas Aryeh would admit that there's no Chisaron on the B'nai Keturah because they didn't do a Priya. Avada, since they're not Mechuyiv in Priya, so Avada, their Mila is 100%. That's, again, that's obvious. The Shail is, could they, this is really going to be Yeshivish, could they tu'oif that into saying that they could even do it for the Jew who has both levels? I don't even know if I use that right. But I had a friend from Tara Tamima who used that once in a Chabura, and I said to myself once, this is 10 years ago, believe that one day I'm going to say tu'oif. Okay.
To effect.
So I got it right. I think I even, and I said it pretty much right. I used it. Ellie, I didn't know you'd be my expert. Excellent. Okay, Weiter. I didn't say it right? Yeah, you can't fake it. Who am I kidding? All right. It's not like this is being taped or anything. Okay. Back to the Minchas Chinuch. After the period. Ula Hashagas Aryeh Nira L'Afiyani Yasaichi. So within that shita of the Shagas Aryeh, that B'nai Keturah cannot do it for a Jew. They have the status of an earl. Copy the Jew. Im Echem B'nai Keturah Bol Hiskayer. So now we have a new variable. The B'nai Keturah, it's great, but, why would you want to be a cousin if you could be a brother? I want more. So he wants to convert. And he comes and he's holding what in hand? His tu'udah from his, his Keturahite Moel, that says not only was he Nemo, but maybe for ignorance or for whatever reason, I was Para. I actually did a Priya too. So now he has a Mila and a Priya. And he comes to convert. So you're going to take him to Mikvah. What do you say without looking ahead? What do you say? Do you have to do a Hatafas Dambris on him or not?
No.
Because he had a Mila, and not Stamos by Mila by the doctor. He had a Mila B'Torah's Mitzvah. Anyone want to disagree with Didi? You have cast a long shadow on this room.
No, yeah. Once you did the Mila, there's no going back. That's it. Maybe he didn't do it correctly, but it was a Priya, though.
He did the Priya. He did the Priya.
The Priya was not at the time of the Chiyah.
What?
Very good.
So what I think is going on here is it's Didi Lishitoso. The only problem is that on the first half of Didi, he already disagreed with the Shagas Aryeh. So you are Lishitoso. The same reason you were defending the Tam HaMelech, you use that same Svara to anticipate what you think the Shagas Aryeh should say. But the only problem with that is that the Hanacha you're making is Lishitoscha, but it wasn't Lishitas Shagas Aryeh. Mechassinuf points out what Tali said, that Lashitas the Shagas Aryeh, that it's about the status of being Mohul, and therefore Klapei Judaism, he doesn't have the status of Mohul, so to go from being Mohul to Orel, you need a Maisa.
But why didn't he go from status to Mohul? Because he didn't have a Priya.
Because he's not Chayiv in Priya. He's not Chayiv in Priya. It's a different Chiyuv. And the Chiyuv of a Jew went...
That's like a Jew going to a doctor.
That's like a Jew going to a doctor. Well, I take it back. That may not be a good example because maybe a Jew going to a doctor.
Like a Jew being born a Mahol.
Well, again, it depends on if you hold a toughest number versus Daraisa. If you hold a toughest number versus Daraisa, then yes, then that would be equivalent. Or let's say, for argument's sake.
That's the same case here, though. Because
they are. Yeah. So let's see it inside. But I think both of the things you're saying make a lot of sense. But I think it's not. I was explaining why the Minchas Chinuch is going to say, I think, what Tali said. Mikol Mokom, he says, even though he did have a Mila and a Priya, and Taka the Mila was a Mitzvah, Mikol Mokom talks about Hatif Dan Bris. He does need a Hatafa. The Lord, meaning, came to have a Mitzvah ala Mila v'malatma, v'itak l'amul, kishiyichnes l'arach Yisrael. We don't say what Didi wanted to suggest. The came and she'en a Mitzvah ala Priya, havik oral. Again, you might disagree with that, but the shitas of the Shagas Aryeh, it makes sense. Exactly. Good. Now, one thing just to keep in mind, where one could disagree, again, it's really the priya which you have to, I think that's the point, but just so you should know, and I think we may get to this, and it's, you know, we're coming close to Taka, we're coming close to the end of this, but we'll probably end up having about 12, 13 shurim kind of haram, just on the mitzvah. But there is a shita that's discussed in Rishonim, it's a machlokas, a discussion in Rishonim and Yevamos about Shevet Levi. Just give you a background for a second, you're off the dock for a minute. Shevet Levi, the Masorah is, we have a medrash by Brischa Yinsoru and Zosav Racha, that even though the Jews in Mitzrayim did not do Bris Milah, Shevet Levi never stopped. And the Gemara Yevamos says that how do we know about Geiris? The paradigm of Geiris is that the Jews had to do before Sinai. And the Gemara learns out, Sokim, Midrash, and Mechulei, that they had to bring a carbon, a Hartzos carbon, Midarai, so that's a component of Geiris, which obviously we can't do anymore. They went to Tefillah, they went to Mikvah, and the men also did Bris Milah. The Shaila, the Rishonim, asking Yevamos, said, did Shevet Levi have to get a new bris? Or the fact that they kept the bris.
Why would they need a new bris?
Because the whole Jewish people had a new tzivoy. Now they were becoming mamish Jews, the way we use the term.
It's like,
that's the Shaila. In other words, they had a chiyuv b'torah being B'nai Avraham. But now there's a new chiyuv of bris, b'torah's geiris, b'torah's Jews. Not just B'nai Avraham. Kabbalah Satorah. So did they need a new one or not? Lamaisa, the assumption that many make based on the Ritva is they didn't. They didn't. Now the Shaila is, but that type of Chiyav, that Chiyav did not exist. It never existed until then. So maybe you should say that they're no different than as what we say in Halacha, what if you have, the Gemara talks, calls it a Ravi Mahul, meaning an Arab who had it, because they think it's healthy, because that's their Minhag, or what we'd call a doctor.
Yeah.
Or what we call a doctor. Oh, so that's a, so do you...
I can't say it's like a Bar Mitzvah boy who's doing a Mitzvah.
Before he's Bar Mitzvah.
The same thing.
And it doesn't count.
Why?
I mean, that's a Raisa.
Why?
Before you're Bar Mitzvah, your Mitzvahs don't count me the Raisa. That's a good analogy to explain the Ahav Amina.
One second. They still didn't L'shem Mitzvah Mila.
That, now you're switching sides.
No. Why am I switching sides?
You want to say that...
I want to say
just
that...
Tell me where you're going so I can evaluate
they
it.
Didn't L'shem.
What's your goal? To say that Levi should need a new bris or doesn't?
My goal is that they should.
Oh, fine. Okay, so I didn't understand you first. Yes. Oh, so that's what's up. Before we get to that, I want to explain why they should. So the half of me why they should need another bris.
The same thing I guess. So they don't two off the same type of thing.
Didn't work for you either, did it?
I'm sorry. It worked for me.
You went to Israel. Anyway, so one possibility the Rishonim to consider is maybe they should need a new one just like all the other Jews by Har Sinai, because what they did was a completely separate chi of being Bnei Avraham Avinu. It's nice that they kept it, they got lots of reward for it, that's great, they didn't have to work, and I mean the Shemayim will get a reward for it, whatever, but Lamaisa, the new chi of, they never were Mechuyiv in, they had a bris, but that's like someone having a bris when they weren't Jewish, or like having a bris by a doctor before the eighth day or something like that. It doesn't count for anything. That's the Havamina.
The Havamina of that Shiloh would be the same thing as saying that Bnei Keturah.
Exactly. That's why I'm bringing it up. And the Kamashmalon of that Ritva, exactly, Chaim. And the Kamashmalon of that Ritva is that Bnei Levi did not need it. Why? Because even though Klapi, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the way we know it, they were not yet Mechuyiv, because no one was Mechuyiv yet. But what they did was not Stam optional, generic, medicinal, or whatever. It was done B'Torah Tzivoy Hashem. And that gives it significance. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva by Shevet Levi. And we use that. That comes up halacha lemaisa nowadays. What I call it the famous NCSY case. You have a kid who grew up not from, then he goes to NCSY and becomes a Baal Tshuva, and then he becomes so involved that he realizes that he was never Jewish.
Because
either his mother, Mamish, isn't Jewish, or his mother converted, but a non-Orthodox conversion. Or his grandmother converted, so the mother thinks she's Jewish. It can happen in any one of a number of ways. I mean, the main point being that the mother's not Jewish, halachically. But meanwhile, they grew up raising the child as a Jew. He thinks he's a Jew. He just thinks he wasn't from. Then he becomes from. So when he was a child and his parents thought he was Jewish, lo libet elbasah, they called him the rabbi and they had a mamish, a regular bris. Now, all of a sudden, he realizes not only he has to be a Baal Tshuva, he has to be a ger. He's going to have to go to mikvah. Does he need another meal or not? You would have thought that. And many, many, many gedolei poskim are mekel based on the model of Shevet Levi. Because even though Alibet Hilchot, he wasn't Jewish, but he wasn't doing it a Ravi Mohol, Stamazai, for some secular or medicinal reason. He was doing it, the parents did it, but Taras thinking that this is what God wants them to do.
But
and that gave it a chashivas. I'm not saying it's not a chiddush, it's a big chiddush, but my point is, we say that la halacha. Many poskim say that la halacha. Correct, but klape this chiv, it's nothing. And the way they learn that ritva is that a lot of it has to do with kavana.
But there's a difference.
I didn't say there's not a difference, that's what Didi said. That there, at least they were doing some mitzvah.
Granted, they were doing some mitzvah. In the case of a kid like that, even though he thought he was Jewish, but he didn't have any ichus at all.
So
he didn't have any mitzvah from a tzibui. In other words,
yeah, that's what you're saying. He wasn't mechuyev. As opposed to Levi, who had a different chiyuv, here there's no chiyuv. That's what you're saying?
Even more.
That's what.
Yeah.
Explain it to me then.
I'm saying even stronger.
Why stronger, though? I don't hear that yet.
Because B'nai Levi were doing it both mitzvah that they were Jewish and from.
Okay, so Lemaisa, we have this. I've had this Shiloh here, where you had somebody who did a conversion. I'm having a case right now. I don't know where it's going to end, but it might end in the same place. We'll see. Somebody had a conversion, thinking that they would do a good conversion. It turns out that we may retroactively do the fakpik a little bit on the gerus, and we may need to do it again. So to jump in the mikvah again is not a big deal. The Shiloh is, would you make the person do a new hatavas dambris or not? So based on this, even though we're saying that the gerus wasn't good, but the guy went to get a bris.
If a guy was circumcised when he was younger,
for what reason? That's the point. That exactly is the point. No, the point. The health is nothing. Health is nothing.
Not for health reasons.
Because he thought that's what he had to do religiously. So Lamaita, in this case, like with the ger now, I had this the first year I was in the shul, and what we ended up deciding. I felt very strongly, based on the Shevet Levi and these poskim by the NTSY case, that you should not need a new Hatavas Dambris. Many, many poskim say this. And in the end, I thought it was Rabbi Hyman made a good observation to me that maybe B'dyevid you could rely on it if the Ger refused. But if he's willing, and in this case the guy was a tzaddik, but Rabbi, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. So what do he have to lose?
That would be a deal breaker.
Again, it's a Hatavas Dambris. I'm not talking about a full circumcision. And the Thomas Ambris is a lot more bark than bite. I wouldn't run to it either. I'm being honest. I'm saying. Sorry. I thought I was in with a mature crowd. Clearly a mistake. I'm just kidding. Okay. So I'm just pointing out that this last point of the Shagas Aryeh in the Minchas Chinuch, you know, maybe based on Shevet Levi, one could have argued. Again, you still have the same point, which is, yeah, but they weren't Chayav and Priya. But maybe you could have said differently, and maybe the Tam HaMelech would say differently. Which is that, no, Taka here, it should work, because he did it as a chiyuv. And for him, the only chiyuv was Mila, not Priya. It's even better than the NTSY case, because he has a chiyuv of Mila. Okay, let's move on. Next, Os. Hasara sa'arlo kushaliva, shalok halacha.
Let me ask you something else.
Please.
If it wasn't B'nai Levi that did it, let's say it was someone else that was in Shiva Mitzrayim.
I think it would be fine. Same halacha, same halacha. Yeah. They just didn't. You and I. Shave a lady.
We're okay.
Yeah. Not just okay. How do they do it? Okay.
Didn't you say either it's a din in the time of the Hittitus, or it's a din in the Aver, that it has to have a...
Again, the point, it's definitely focusing on the Aver itself, you're right, but the point is that it's obviously, as I've said to you sometimes, I think I've used the phrase in this class, in this year, halakhic classes. The way we view mamish, that act of circumcision, and therefore what it affects, what status it gives to the aver, depends on, in part, what you thought you were doing when you did it. That's the chiddush here. That because in your mind you were doing a tzivoy, that gives it a status. Not that you fulfilled a mitzvah. You didn't fulfill a mitzvah then. You weren't even Jewish. I'll leave it to Emes. But it gives it a status that you're no longer an RL. That's their chiddush. Now, I don't remember. It could be that we'll get to this again in the Minchas Chinuch. I don't recall. And just in case we didn't, I wanted to mention it now. Let's do. We'll do it. We have time for another piece. Nearly is daiti. This is an interesting chiddush. Also, I think very debatable. An interesting chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch is going to mention now. Nearly is daiti. To hold the kosa Torah the mitzvah la mul haarla dafke b'shiyesh lo arla alavein lo arla. Ain't no mitzvah, right? Someone who doesn't have an arla, we don't say that he's mitzvah, but he can't do it. Then he's not mitzvah. Hatafas damris karkasafti le'elo shidgimel t'lahar b'shitas ain't elamir rabbanan. The Torah lo amra lo mul elah arla. Shlo ye arel, the main arel. For example, shenolad mahul. Or even nechtak arloso, afilayde psulim, or shenimu tokhtaman abalayla. Ein a mitzvah chala alav, ki ein lo arla. So here is his chiddush. He says, if you are born, it's easier to understand when he's nolad mahul, but he's going to go weiter, as you saw. Even if you're nolad mahul, how do you understand nolad mahul? Do you say that the person has no chiyuv whatsoever? Or do you say he has a chiyuv, it's just that there's nothing to cut, so therefore he can't fulfill it? In essence, what the Minchas Chinuch, I'll unpackage the Minchas Chinuch, in essence what he's saying is that in certain sense it depends on the machlokas we've shown him, whether about such a case do you say that, which in theory could have been a Thursday night share this week because of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. A lot of the Sfarim speak about Nolad Mahol this week because of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. He was Nolad Mahol, but the room glowed and all that stuff. But anyway, do you say that Hatapas Abris on a Nolad Mahol, is that a Raisa or a Rabbanon? And the Minchas Chinuch is clearly taking the position that he is convinced, like those many Rishonim, that it's only Rabbanon. If it would be the Araisa, the Minchas Chinuch is implying, he doesn't say what I'm about to say explicitly, but this is clearly his thought. If it would be the Araisa, then that would imply that there's a Daraisa, a fundamental Chisaron. I would mean a Chisaron, I was Nolad Mahol. You're Nolad Mahol, but just like I need a Bris and I had an Arla, you need a Bris, you don't have an Arla. So your Hatafa is equal. It substitutes for my Samila. And both of us have the same Chiyuv, Daraisa. Which is another way of saying that we both had the same Reyesa, we were both Orel, until we had the Bris. That's one possibility. But those Rishonim, the many Rishonim with the Minchas Chinuch is clearly siding like, who say, no, Hatafa is not Bris on a Nolad Mahol, it's only the Rabbanon. So says the Minchas Chinuch, in essence, what that sheet is saying is, such a person, in Minim Shemayim, was clearly not Mechuyiv Bechlal. And if he's not Mechuyiv, he's not an Orel. So how come the Rabbanon said to do Hatafa? Symbolic. You come up with all Alamina Drushes to explain why you should do something. But fundamentally, was there a Chisaro? No. Midaraisa, I didn't need to do anything. Midarabanon, we added you to do something. The Minchas Chinuch takes that second approach, that some, and he uses that as a binyanav. He says, you see from that a yisod, that anyone who does not have an Arla, for whatever reason, they are simply no longer Chayiv. Now, depending on how it either was never given to them or they got rid of it, they may not have fulfilled the mitzvah. But this is his chiddush. You can bifurcate, you can separate whether you fulfilled the mitzvah or not and whether you are an Arla or not. And then so I think it's very, very, I'm not saying it's necessarily true, but it's really a very defensible, a very reasonable chiddush what he's saying, very reasonable point about the nolad mahol. But then he takes it two steps further, and he says as follows. What if you have someone who had a bris milo with all the chumras and with all the trimmings and with a gartel and mikvah and everything on day 6? Says the Minchas Chinuch in such a case, he wasn't chayiv in day 6, and therefore he didn't fulfill a mitzvah in day 6. On the other hand, by the time day 8 comes, that's when, cha-ching, there should be a chiyuv, but looking down from heaven and with our super halacha glasses, we see no arla. If there's no arla, there's no chiyuv. So artificially, ki'ilu, this child became a nolad mahol. Of course you could argue. I'm just trying to first understand what he says.
So whoever did the bris is over an essay.
No, that's his next question.
Yeah,
you would have thought that. You would have thought that. We're going to get to it. He's going to argue on that. But you're holding if you made that assumption, even though he's going to disagree with it. That's very good. And the second thing
he
owe you a compliment.
He doesn't get carried living through life.
No, exactly. He's not an
Earl.
Right. And number three, he says, what about the third case, which is, let's say it's day 8 or day 12 or whenever, so now there's a chiyuv, but he does the bris at night. You know how to do bris at night. Bris talk has to be during the day. So he says, same thing. He didn't fulfill any mitzvah, and when he wakes up the next morning, you'd want to give him a mitzvah, no more arla. Nothing. I don't even know if he'll need it midirabanan, but certainly not midiraisa.
The only difference would be if somebody did the mila for health reasons and not for mila reasons. Then maybe you need a tzavos.
No, he doesn't. No, we're talking midiraisa. He's assuming on the daraisa level.
On the daraisa, maybe also then you wouldn't.
For sure not on the daraisa level. For sure. I'm saying the shaila is maybe on the rabbanan you'd make him required to do something. But just like the normal mohul, we make him do something. But the point is, that doesn't malav and morid from his chiddush. Because we're talking on a daraisa level, fundamentally, what is the status? You hear Ellie? What is his status? Is he an RL or is he a mohul? And there's a few different pieces here, and it's like a flow chart. And he says that depends on whether he was mechuyev or not. He wasn't mechuyev before the 8th day. He's not mechuyev at night. So on the one hand, he didn't fulfill a mitzvah. On the other hand, the next, when the calendar turns and all of a sudden he's chayiv, there's no arla. And his point, which he's going to drum home a few times now, is when there's no arla, there can be no chiyuv. It's not pshat that we say there's a chiyuv, but what can you do? You can't fulfill it. It's not as if there is no chiyuv. Let's see how he develops it, and then we'll take some questions. Let's look inside the sugya a little bit more. After the period, 5-6 lines down. When we call Malcolm, Bishi Yeshlo Arla, if he had an Arla, Ein HaMitzvah Bahasaras Arla Bilvad, it's not Pshat. The Mechach Sinuch doesn't want you to get confused. He's not saying that it's just some passive, the Chalos, not to be Arla. Dahainu Lomar Shalom. Yes, he's going to say it explicitly in a second, Alan. Don't say the Pshat is Shalos Pira Tor Ella Shaloya Arl. Don't say the Pshat is that it's just the status of being Mohul and not Arl. More than that, no. Because all the halachos about how you do the ma'isa mila, when you do the ma'isa mila, mkneir, you see from that clearly the guf ha'asiya hiya mitzvah. So enichanami, he says, I'm not trying to, you know, he says, don't make me more radical than I am. On the one end, I'm saying, says Menachas Chinuch, that the ma'isa mila is a mitzvah, and yet he says, but that's only if you have an arla. If you have an arla, the mitzvah is to circumcise it. You don't have it. You don't have it. And now he's going to give a few analogies. For example, he says, "What about it's following this? Have a kamish yeshlo beged ben dalad kampus. You have a four-cornered garment. In such a case, mechuyev laso sittis al pi dinei Torah. But in ainlo, but if you don't have a four-cornered garment, potter. If you have the arla, you don't have the arla. Who is dini gives? He says in ainlo arla potter. Uksh yeshlo chayev laso al pi dinei Torah. Vimlo laso al pi Torah bita la mitzvah." Ah, shehisar arla, kev lo hizak v'tivya Torah al yidei Yisrael ubayom. When we shall lo asakein, have a kamo shebitel mitzvah film. I believe he gets back to that in a little bit and says something differently. So I don't remember Chaim, but at least at this point, Chaim Taka, he says exactly what you said. So at least for now, I'm going to stand corrected. You definitely were on the right track before. He says Taka, like you said, that he anticipated the mitzvah and he took it away. He robbed himself or his child, etc., of the chance of fulfilling the mitzvah. The Doma Lemitzvah, but I think he's going to backtrack on that, so let's just hold that last point for a moment. The Doma gives another analogy, which he's going to really stress now. Lemitzvah, I say this, Hashbisu B'Petzach. This comes up all the time, and he's going to say something here, Lahalacha, which we may disagree with, at least I disagree with. You have to get rid of your chametz on Pesach. Erev. What if you don't have any chametz? Is there a mitzvah to go out and buy chametz so that you can destroy it? Says the Menachas Chinuch. But if you do have, chayiv also atorah. By the methods and means the Torah prescribed. Kigon, laman damrei bir chametz al shreifa. Chala lo v'chiyav rak lisrof. There's one opinion in the Gemara very famously. We do shreifa. We do bir chametz to shreifa. But we actually pask that you don't have to. In b'dieved, you could do shreifa bir b'chol dover. But yehei mash yehei. That's a detail. The point is, if you have chametz, you got to destroy it in Erev Pesach. That's a mitzvah. Vim avar v'hitil liyam b'tum asasay. According to that opinion that holds the davka b'sreifa, if you destroyed it another way, on the one hand, you're mevatel asasay because you have nothing to burn, but you wouldn't be over on Bal Yiroh because you don't have chametz anymore. We come up kamei no chayvod. We don't say to the guy, go out and buy more chametz ki eno ba'olam. Rock over asay. Just too late. You're over asay. Hachanami im chatach ar loso shalokidin ain ochayev mitzvah zesei. Ella bitul mitzvah zesei. And now he's Viter. Can I apply this beyond, broadly now? Hine, Torasteno hagedosher hikvilas ma'al mitzvah zu shmoni yamin. We know that the mitzvah zafka the 8th day. Venirli da Torah loy chayov so v'mitzvah zu rak l'shmoni yamin. It's zafka the 8th day. Kodem Lazad, here's the part we mentioned before. Let's say on day 6 he gave him a bris milah with all the hidurim. Kodem Lazad, Eino chayev mitzvah zu klal. He's not chayev b'klal. Come on, mitzvah asay the tashbisu da Torah lo chayev aso rak b'pesach. Right? There's a halacha when the tashbisu apply. Tashbisu doesn't apply now. You'll get a big bonfire. We'll burn 20 loaves of bread. Do I fill mitzvah today? No, it's a joke. Ayin in the Roshim Sochim. the kodem zman yisura leinafek mitash bisu. Until there's an isser to have chametz midday on the erev Pesach, there's no chiyuv to do tashbisu. The tashbisu, highness reifa, or whatever it is. The lo tifsa atar lusra b'kodem zman yisura. But before that, there's no chiyuv. Chayin kol shah. Da'af l'rashi b'shach hamishis eno b'sreifa, etc. That's a detail. Im sarv ha-chametz kodem ha-pesach u'shigi ha-pesach ein lo chametz. Wait, let's say you already your chametz today. And now, and you went on a strict diet, no carbs, no this, no that. You have no bread and nothing around between now and Pesach. Vare ena makai mitzvah zasei. You can't say you fulfill the mitzvah, because the shas of the mitzvah is erev Pesach, and you don't have any chametz then. Kimi she'enu lovish talas la'al chametz. It's as if I didn't wear a four-cornered garment. I may not have done anything right. I may not have done anything wrong, but I also haven't done anything right. Avlim kol zeh. Av shemachro osarfo v'hitul yam kod mizmano lo bitul mitzvasei. So it seems like he's retracting, no? This is why I got confused, because I remembered this last paragraph. So we're going to have to put our heads together in 2 minutes to figure out how you miyash in two paragraphs. But at this point, he's saying what I remembered, Chaim. That he's saying that on the one hand, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. On the other hand, you didn't do anything wrong. Ki oz einu chalav chiyav asei. Because there was no shas chiyav. And before the shas chiyav, if you got rid of the detail, the what would enable a shas chiyav, so there's nothing wrong with that. Achim ein lo, einu b'kai masei. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but you didn't do anything wrong. The Evshir, and now he says it's a Havamina, maybe, and this is where I'll mention Halacha L'maisa in a moment, Evshir, the mitzvah l'hashir ketzas chomes, kidei l'kai mitzvah l'asei. Maybe you'll leave over a little bit to fulfill the mitzvah l'asei. Kamoshe mitzvah l'vosh ta'as, you know, batad kafes. Right? How many of us tried at some point in high school to say, hey, Rebbe, but I don't have to wear a dalad kafes, you know, the mitzvah is only for wearing four corners, I'm not wearing four corners. And what's the Rebbe do? Let's just hope it's only on the back. You know, and says, you know, get them on. Why? Because it's a famous chazal that says when it comes to tzitzis, you're supposed to wear them. You're supposed to wear them. Avalim eino osikin, eino over. But lamaisa, despite what the Rebbe says, bottom line, if you didn't wear a four-corner garment, there's no aveira. Rock, there's this ominous chazal, be'idon ritcha ma'an shenlei min shemayim al she'ena meviyat malidei l'chiyav mitzvah. If Hashem wanted to really be strict with you, he might hold it against you that you had an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and you didn't take it. But that's obviously an agada slash musar idea. Strictly speaking, halachically, there's no avera not wearing tzitzis. Aval ha-bezdin ein mochen klal. Right? Because it's not an avera, you wouldn't say kofen on that. The gambi de shemayim ein onish. And there's no onish min shemayim. It's just that if you're going to catch God in a bad mood, you know, this is not going to be helping you. But basically, it's okay. What's the idea? What's the Rebbe trying to hit into you in ninth grade? Everyone's supposed to have an idea of chavivas ha-mitzvah. You're supposed to want it before you're filling mitzvahs. And therefore, you should want to wear tzitzis to have the dalad kafes to wear them tzitzis. Right? We know that Moshe was dying. Veschanan had all these tefillos to Hashem to get into the Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvahs. And Hashem didn't let him. So I just want to add, just so there should be no confusion, the Or Poskim, whether they're quoting this Pinchas Sinuch or not, our poskim, who was manazeh, used this same point when it comes to Pinchas. What I call, what I once saw in a sefer called the Kolel Shaila. Although, you know, nowadays it can be true about lots of young couples, even if they're not in Kolel. And we have a couple who's going away the entire Pesach to the parents, to the in-laws. They're not going to be home at all. And they're leaving even before Erev Pesach. They're leaving before Leil Yadalad. They give, you know, chiyav on them, no chiyav bedika, no chiyav beer. So what do you say? Do you allow them to skate on easy street and do a mechiras chametz with the rabbi for the whole apartment, the whole chametz, and then they can leave 3 days before Yontif, not have to clean up anything, and they come back to the same mess, and they're fine. Now, they clearly are not going to fulfill the mitzvah of bediko or beer chametz. But on the other hand, they didn't do anything wrong, because I'll sell the chametz, they didn't own anything. So me'ikar adin, as far as I know, everybody, I think, came out, everyone holds that it works. And the mechiras chedek assumed that it worked now. He used the word mechira here. He just said it. But other poskim say it explicitly. It's even quoted in Mishnah Berurah. Shaila is, it's the right thing to do. And the poskim hold that it's the wrong thing to do. Because, exactly this idea, you're losing a chance to do the mitzvah. And therefore, I don't know who came up with the idea first. It certainly predates me. It's not my chiddush. But someone came up with this idea. Maybe kedai for this kolel couple or this young couple, whoever's going for Pesach, will make it easier for you mostly, but clean up one room. Do one room, leave that out of Mechira, and the last night you're home, if you leave within a month before Pesach, the last night you're home, you have to do a bedikah. He wouldn't make a bracha, but it's not the first night, it's not the Erev Pesach, but make a bedikah, bring that chametz, do a biur, and that way you'll have a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. 100% that's a mitzvah. So I, based on my mitzvah from my Rebbeim, I'm not convinced that you have to do that. The Menachas Sinach seems to say that you should do that, and our other poskim as well. But I'm not convinced you have to do that. So if you recall, for those of you who use me for Mechiras Chometz, I have on the sheet, I give people that option. On the bottom, where I say, if you're going to wait all for Pesach, and when I say, you're going to give me the keys, and or the keys are going to be here, and then I have in parentheses, you're selling the whole apartment, and then I give you in parentheses, with the exception of, you don't have to fill it out. If you want, and people ask me, so I fill it out, not. So I give them the 1 minute version of what I just told you. If you want, there's some posts who recommend it, but in my opinion, you don't have to. So just you don't expect something halacha l'maisa for Pesach to show up in the Minchas Chinuch and Bris Mila. But taka, that is something that is relevant l'maisa for those who have the luxury of going away for all the Pesach. I used to. But then I went mecheres l'avdus, as I like to joke.
Why not
make a tzedikah? So I tell people if you want. I tell people if you do it, but pick the easiest room possible. You know, you don't have to be a masochist. You don't have to pick the kitchen. You don't have to pick the baby's room. You know, you can pick a room where you know it's very easy. But you don't have to. I'm saying you don't have to. Whether you want or not, I leave that to people's conscience. But you don't have to. That's my point. I do not make people. I think maybe other rabbanim may be stronger on that. I don't. Anyway, okay. So the bottom line is, at least here, the Minchas Chinuch is saying, when it comes to the issue of the early bris, because the early bris is like doing bedika, you know, now, or shaking lulav now. It's nothing. You didn't fulfill anything. On the other hand, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. And the fact that you'll have no arla to do on the eighth day, so that just means you will not have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Like you weren't wearing talad kamfis. But you didn't do anything wrong. You're not mevatel a mitzvah, and you're not certainly not over an avera.
As a kid, I have the argument over Kahana every year. Like a kid who gets a prize with a TV-free contest, and their parents don't have a television.
Right.
They're not baklal.
No, I would. That's hard to believe they get a prize for that. Okay.
They didn't watch.
Okay, whatever. Let's not talk about that contest. I don't believe it's sound education, but that's a separate issue. Okay. Im kain, the fizet cave the higbila hatorah zman lemitzvah yom hashmini lahala. Let's do one last paragraph. Since you're going further. And you're going to say that there's no chiyuv, there is a chiyuv only from the eighth day. V'toch hazman ain o mitzvah klal, but before the eighth day you're not mechuyuv. Nira de'ein iser klal amir to lach lachar loso toch has yamim afilu adei psulim. So it's not just pshat if I have the holiest mo'el ever, and I did it right, but I did it the wrong day. Even if I'll have a puzzle do it. It doesn't matter, because there's no upside. I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah anyway. Not if I pay the kron. Rappaport, it doesn't matter who I have. The Moel of Yerushalayim, it doesn't matter who I have. I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. So I'm Ali him and I'm Ali a non-Jew. There's no mitzvah at all. Ki betochas mana ein chila klal. The cave and the ain a mitzvah chalalov. There's no chiv then. It's a surgical procedure. V'achaz ebigiz man. Then when you hit the eighth day, shuvein l'arlo. So now, you know, we look down from Shemayim with our halakha glasses. There's no arlo. There's no chiv. Ein a mitzvah l'amu. Hine bevare lo kibetz zasei. Again, he reiterates. He's repeating himself a lot here. No mitzvah. He lost a mitzvah, because what he did on day six is no mitzvah. Avalo bitel mitzvah zasei gamkin. But he also has not fulfilled any mitzvah. Kemoshe bier chomit kodem pesach. It's like, get rid of your chomit now. On the one hand, they know there's something wrong with it. Avavadai bier mitzvah ma'am shalai shalai v'yatzma l'day ki mitzvah. But Musar Dick, you know, he didn't take advantage of the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Avalimchot v'yodo v'yodom and olon. But that we should give him Musar, we should yell at him, chas v'shalom, there's no mocker for that. V'lo matino iser klal. Vachdoch arlo toch zmano rak mishem chivu a mitzvah, only if you love the mitzvah. Because a kai mitzvah is a borei baruch Hashem, borei, is a baruch Hashem? Maybe, I'm not sure what that is. Baruch hu, I meant. Baruch hu. Avol iser lo motzino. Sounds like. I mean, you could, maybe by persuasion, but the idea of bezin makin va'onshin, that in the olden days, the bezin used to be heavy-handed and force people to do things, that's only if they're doing an aveira, not in this case.
So how do you compare that to chametz? By chametz, if let's say a guy destroys his chametz 2 days before Pesach, he could still get chametz again and destroy it if he wanted to erev Pesach. Over here, that shit is failed.
Okay, but I'll just rephrase it. The guy who got rid of his chametz 2 days before, would we be harving and hitting him to tell him on Erev Pesach, go get chametz to do it?
No, the reason why we say...
Why not?
Because we say that in order not to come to the Israel chametz, which is so severe, right, we encourage people to get rid of the chametz beforehand.
That encourages a chiyuv.
Well, no, I'm not talking about
the chiyuv has mitzvah and mitzvah.
Yeah, but I'm saying the reason why 2 days before Pesach, if someone wants to get rid of his chametz, we say go ahead, because even if someone finds one crumb of chametz in his house, then he's going to be over having chametz on Pesach. But if you have a case of bris milah, it's completely the opposite. And there's a reason why we tell people to get rid of their chametz before Pesach, even weeks leading up.
That's a step, but that's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. That may be good advice. Look, but again,
the reason why
fine. No, we're not. We're not. Ryan, that's not true. We're not. In most cases, if you stay home for Pesach, what do we tell you? We tell you, clean up everything
and
leave over your 10 pieces or your bulky or whatever. We don't tell you to get rid of it all. We don't say that's a good place to get rid of it all. Say places to get rid of it all, but a little bit for that reason.
The reason why we wouldn't stop the guy from getting rid of his all of his chametz 2 days before Pesach.
Why would you?
So I'm not saying you have to agree with the Minchas Chinuch, but I think we need to sharpen your chiluk. I think we need to do more work on that, yeah.
Is he distinguishing for whether you're mevatel on a stay between the low kaloch and the lot?
He is distinguishing. I'm not sure how you're, if you use the term you're using.
Because he says here, Bissel Mitzvah Tasei. No, but by Hustra Arlish Lo Kalacha, it says Alumna Bissel Mitzvah.
Yeah, I have to give some thought because I'm not sure what this, I said to Chaim.
Right.
I'm not sure what. Give me 1 second.
Kalacha,
no, let me think about this for a second. No, because the Shalok Kalacha here, he's talking about Ishalo Bismana. That's the Shalok Halacha. No, am I right? That is the Shalok Halacha. What's the other Shalok Halacha? That's not what he was talking about.
Right. So what was
the... Am I missing something? I don't have an answer to you. There's got to be, you know, something, a blatant steer like this, two paragraphs, that must mean that we're missing something. I'm not sure what we're missing. I don't want to run late. I also have somebody, I have a meeting coming. So let me just, I want to just add something that I saw. Yaakov Spatz, it was good that he came at least for the first year because he lent me a sefer from his Rebbe called the Levonis Mincha. So even though his schedule doesn't permit him to come to the shul regularly, but I appreciate that he lent me this sefer. So I can't remember the name of the author, but there's a sefer called Levonis Mincha. And most of the other sfarim that have a Mincha Schinuch, I got exhausted already. They're done talking about Mila, where we've been doing so many shurim. But he has his last comment, and this sefer is on this point. I'm just finished the Mincha Schinuch. And he argues on both of these things. But Chaim, I think, I'm not sure he's right either, but I think he uses a little bit more halachic precision than when you were using. Let's take step one. There was two issues that he was discussing. One is Mila Kodem Ches, and the other is Mila Balayla. Because again, there were three cases that he talked about. The first one is Nolan Mahul, and that case I think is the most easy to understand. It was his Chiddush to extend it to either Kodem Ches, day 6, let's say, or day 10, but at night. So on the first point, which we've been really focusing on, is the Kodem Zmano. What is the status Kodem Zmano? And he held that his mamash is nothing. It's like doing chametz now. So Lamaisa, if you got rid of the Arlo, of course there's no mitzvah, but there's also no Avera in the sense of I wasn't Mevatel anything. So Chaim was trying to figure out why to disagree, but I'm not sure we got there. The Slavonis Mincha, at least according to some Rishonim, he makes a good argument. And that is, if you may recall, when we were learning about Mitzvah Zman Grama, we saw the very similar, it's not identical, but the similar shitas of the Tosfos Rid and the Ruah. Remember, the question was, why do we need a Pasuk to say the mother is not exempt? Is Mitzvah Zman Grama, what do we need a Pasuk for? So there was a lot of answers to that question. But the Or Zaruah, Tosfos Rid, I should say, explains, that's a huge Chiddush, that the Hisaskus, as I said, only partially jokingly, maybe even seriously, calling up Fischl or Goldbergs and making the arrangements and even calling the mole and renting the shul and all your hisaskus, that's your chiv of the father. The chiv of the father is to do the hisaskus to make sure that the mila takes place at the right time. That hisaskus, as we know, that starts on day 1, day 2, day 3. You make the phone calls at night, you make the phone calls during the day. So says the Tosfos Rid, that is the chiv of the father. And when that bris mila at 8 is the father should make sure with all the hisaskus that the bris mila happens. That we saw it's a very mechudish type of thing, but Tata, that's what he says. So this sefer Levonis Mincha, you see from the Tosfos Rid that obviously the mitzvah bris mila is shaykh before the 8th day because the father fulfills his mitzvah before the 8th day. The boy may not fulfill his mitzvah then, but the father does. So I would just add. But you see that the mitzvah is shaykh then. But you see exactly that's the point. But you see it's shaykh.
To be
and rather and retroactively, he would have fulfilled his mitzvah even before the eighth day. You're right. Until the bris milah happens, then we're suspended. I'll grant you that. But once the bris milah happens, he says, "Askus on day five is a mitzvah." That's Tosfos Rei. I'm not saying you have to buy it. It's mechudesh. That's what he seems to say. So based on that, you see that the mitzvah is shaykh even before day eight. So my only wrinkle on that, which is really what I already almost said to Didi, which is that's nice and good, Kronos is written. Many, many other Rishonim have a much more, you know, normal or mainstream view of the mitzvah, and I think within the more mainstream view of the mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch is very, 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 you know, defensible. And Echadami, Kronos is written, maybe then it's impossible. And then the last point he makes, and with this we'll conclude, is when it comes to the idea that what about on day 10, but at night? What about that status? So for that, he brought the raya of the Karban Pesach. Excuse me. He brought the raya of the Karban Pesach. Like, let's say you brought the Karban Pesach, you brought the part to the Kohen on the Mizbeach, and then you took home your portion of meat to eat. Let's say you ate it early. You're not good at barbecue smells. Delicious shtickflation. You couldn't wait till the night of the 14th, and you ate it early. So what do you say about that? So this Sefer Lemunas Mincha, he said, that's really more comparable than the Tashbisu case. And he says, the chilik is whether it's a din on the Gavra. He says, Tashbisu is a din on the Gavra. This is Chaim, you know, it's not exactly what you were saying, Chaim, but you were trying to head in that direction. Or at least it's similar to what you were saying, but with a little more halachic oomph. He says, getting rid of the chametz, that's my chiyuv. It's me, it's my house, I have to get rid of the chametz. If I have no chametz, then there's nothing to get rid of. The only shayla is, did I do what I got to do? When it comes to the Karban Pesach, he says, the halach is that you're mevatel mitzvah aseh if you ate your Karban Pesach early. You don't say it's like getting rid of your chametz early. So same holiday, but two very different conclusions. So he says, that what's the svarta chalik? Because when it comes to Karban Pesach, it's not just a din on the gavra, I have a mitzvah, a very important mitzvah called Karban Pesach, once this has got the status of the Karban, then the basar, the chavsa, the meat, has a halacha, it has to be on the night of the 14th. Once that happens, by me eating it before the 14th, that's the bitul asei. And he wants to say between those two models, chametz or Karban Pesach, in a certain sense, like Chaim was saying, bris milah is more similar to Karban Pesach, namely that it's not just that I have to do a bris in the gavra sense, but there's a status on the orla. The orla has to be removed, and here we're talking about day versus night, in the day, after the eighth day, and in the day as opposed to the nighttime. And therefore, he says, it's like Karban Pesach. If I would get rid of it before that time, and Echarami, there's no losase, there's no kareis, but it would be a bitul asei, as opposed to Mechaz Chinuch, who's even more makel, who says, of course it's not a mitzvah, but it's not even a bitul asei either. Yeah.